lifted over in a big pen, and that just left the pure lard. But we left, we put the lard in big old churns and passing it out and helping it to last you all year long. And then we finally got where we could get lard cans. There were 10. Could we use those?
Did you do anything else with the hog, the meat from the hog? Make anything else out of it? You mentioned the pressed meat with the head. Did you have any anything else? Did you ever make you'd take some of the meat and you'd, like I say, might be trimmings, it might be certain sections of the hog, and season it, make it up, and in fact, a lot of people eat it today, and they put it in little links. And
well, no, we mostly always, now we make ham pies. That would be made like a chicken pie would. And sometimes that, always we slice, see we had, didn't have a slice anything, just take a butcher knife and slice it. Well, then after we slice, well, there'd be a good bit of meat left on the bone. That's when my grandmother would make the corn dodgers with this broth from that meat and the bone, you know. Or she could make meat dressing, you know, like chicken dressing that we have today.
Good.
It's much better than chicken dressing.
Oh.
And she'd use the ham bones, you know, after so much of the meat was cut off. And just bake it as old as we bake it today.
Did you ever make any of this?
Sausage. That was really good. You use the leanest trimmings for that, but the fattest for the lard. And we would grind it in an old-fashioned grinder. And we would make before we got. You know, we prepared for hog killing days. And we would make these long bags out of material. It would be called muslin today. And we would make them, I guess, at least a half a yard, you know, long. And maybe about 3 inches wide. And we'd stuff this sausage in those bags and we'd hang them up on the rafter. And then we'd smoke, that's when we had those hickory sticks. If anybody wanted to smoke sausage. My family didn't care too much for the smoked sausage, but we liked the hickory smoked taste of the hams.
Oh,
and that's the best sausage in the whole wide world. And sometimes, though, that we would have so much, you know, see it would dry in those bags, they would be round. We'd roll them on the table. It meant they'd be round. Those bags would. Well, when we got ready to use it, we would rip those bags down as far as we was going to use meat for that day, you see. And we would slice it with a knife and fry it. You ask your father-in-law how he liked that kind of sausage.
He likes sausage today.
It was good. And we would can some, you know, just you'd fry it almost done. And then you put it in